The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
October greetings. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. We welcome you to this episode of the North Pole Podcast. Elf Crash Murphy is here in studio with me as we finally get a chance to sit down and just talk a little bit about the very eventful year we're having at the North Pole. Crash, it seems we've been trying to do this episode for months now.
I know, Frank, but the news has been relentless. You have to be setting a record for the number of radio news reports you're putting out so far this year.
It's not just me, Crash. We've got other North Pole Radio News elves doing stories, and I don't remember a time when we've done that in October and September before.
I think that's good, though, Frank. It's nice to see these elves working and chasing down the news. I hope everyone gets to know their voices before we take to the air for Tracking Santa this year.
Crash, I have to wonder what our big radio show is going to look like this year with everything that's going on.
I do too, Frank. I also wonder that when that program blasts out to 160 countries and billions of listeners on December 23rd, just what the story's going to be.
I do too, and that's really what we want to talk about in this episode, Crash. I know we're getting a lot of early season listeners to North Pole Radio News and that the usual spike in traffic at SantaUpdate.com is happening, but really there's so much going on that I feel we need a good summary of not only what has happened, but also what believers in Santa can expect in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, we're having a different year, and I really think that it's going to be felt a lot in November.
Well, where do we begin? How do we describe the challenges Santa and the North Pole are facing this year?
Now, they just announced that Elf Bernard's going to be a North Pole chat on November 2nd, and he's by far the best one to tell that story, Frank.
They did? Oh, I can't believe Bernard agreed to that.
I know, right? That was my reaction, too. I wonder if Santa had something to do with that.
Yeah, he's just not one to do, you know, interviews. Who's going to interview him?
You are.
I am? Was someone going to tell me that?
Well, the news just came out.
Okay, that's great. I'd love that opportunity. For those of you just joining us this year and trying to catch up on everything, here's the long and the short of it. There's a crisis in Santa's workshop. The North Pole has had issues getting what they need to make toys this year, and they have fallen seriously behind. There's a big effort in recent weeks to catch them up, and they're making really good progress. So, Crash, how's that for a summary?
Pretty good, Frank. That just about nails it. I think it's important that we point out how significant of a problem this is and what the potential outcomes for Christmas are this year.
The problem seems to be pretty simple enough to understand, Crash. Just how far behind is the workshop and what remains to be done to catch them up?
And the news this week says the workshop is 99 days behind, more or less. The problem is that Santa launches from the North Pole in about 67 days or so.
Okay, so that's a big problem.
It is, but I think it's wise to point out that when this was all revealed a little more than a month ago, the workshop is better than 150 days behind. So they've made up better than 50 days in about a month, and it appears that effort is picking up some speed.
Doing some quick math in my head here, if they keep up that pace a month from now when it's mid-November, they will be maybe about 65 days behind, and in 2 months at mid-December, they'll be maybe 20 to 25 days behind. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's an improvement, but 2 months from now, around the 16th or 17th of December, it'll be a week until Santa launches. So do you see the problem now?
I do. So let's talk options that remain. Say we get to December 22nd and the workshop is still a couple of weeks behind. What happens then? Does Santa not launch on December 23rd?
Maybe.
So he would delay until when?
Until he can deliver, I think. Here's the deal. All the experts have been projecting this out, and they know right now that Santa will be able to deliver to sectors 1, 2, and 3, kind of like normal. And they're confident of that. Santa can launch on time and go to those areas better than half the world, Frank, and nobody's going to see any difference. The problem is with sectors 4 and 5.
What's the problem?
Well, there's no toys for them, Frank. Even in the best-case scenario that is known right now, if Santa launches on time, he gets to those sectors with an empty sleigh.
That's crazy terrible, Crash.
So, we now look at alternatives. And right now, sitting in October, still things look a little stark.
Explain.
Well, Santa launches on December 23rd, late in the evening, just as December 24th dawns in Sector 1. And he takes off like normal to deliver. While he's on his way, the North Pole and the workshop just keep working. They have all the wish lists. They have Santa's orders. They keep pumping it out, sending it straight from the North Pole to places that are closer in sectors 4 and 5. That's cutting corners, but I can tell you right now, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Crash, this exposes a little bit of some of the more confidential things about how Santa does it every year. The world is too big. There's no way everything made at the North Pole for Santa to deliver can fit on the sleigh at one time. I think that makes sense. You're saying the North Pole stages stuff. Does Santa pick it up while he's on his way? How does all that work?
Through STSs.
What's that?
Sleigh-to-sleigh transfers, Operation Airlift that you talk about every year on the Tracking Santa Around the World radio show, well, that is kind of this coordination of sleigh-to-sleigh transfers. Those sleighs, and not a small number of elves, work all the time Santa's in flight to replenish his sleigh, and they do it through sleigh-to-sleigh transfers. We don't usually talk about it because those are boring and, well, kind of routine.
Okay, normal for elves like you, but not really newsworthy on a usual basis.
Right.
Okay, so Santa will just get the stuff as he usually does through STSs. And what's wrong with that plan?
On a normal year, the payload on a STS is pretty easy, but this isn't a normal year. If the workshop is still putting out a huge amount of stuff on December 24th heading into sectors 4 and 5, there's no way whatever they're going to bring is going to fit on Santa's sleigh. Even if they do last-second sleigh-to-sleigh transfers.
So you're saying the real problem, then, is exactly the same problem we have right now. Not enough stuff for the vast number of believers in Sectors 4 and 5 in the right place at the right time in order for Santa to deliver there on schedule. Is that it?
That's it.
Wow. What's Santa going to do?
Well, that's a magic question, and I'm not in any position to pretend to know how to answer that, Frank. I know Santa's working on a lot of creative ideas with Flight Command to mitigate this whole thing, but I'm not sure of any of the details yet.
Creative ideas? What does that mean?
Outside the box thinking, Frank. It's the problem of having too much stuff for just Santa's sleigh, then naturally they're kicking around the idea of maybe multiple sleighs.
Multiple sleighs. Sounds good, but how does Santa fly multiple sleighs and land them at the same time?
He can't, Frank. He's just one guy.
So you're saying multiple Santas?
No, I'm not saying that. There's only one Santa, but what about a deputy Santa's?
Wait, what?
Well, this is outside the box, Frank, but what if Santa uses other elves to help him deliver? Would that work?
You mean someone else besides Santa going down chimneys, eating cookies, and stuffing stockings?
You're talking about it, Frank.
No way. Where are they going to find elves who can even do that, Crash?
Well, what are you doing Christmas Eve, Frank?
Oh, come on. I'll be on the radio anyway. Can regular elves like you and me really be pressed into that kind of service?
That's the million-dollar question, Frank. Now look, I'm not saying all this is going to happen. I am saying Santa's considering everything right now to solve this problem. All options are on the table.
So no hard decisions have been made, even though we know for a fact, we know that there's no way Santa's workshop is going to be finished by the time of Santa's launch.
No hard decisions have been made, and now we don't know that Santa's workshop will still be behind when Santa launches. We're 2 months out now. That's why your job is the hot seat right now. The news is as much a part of the news as news gets right now.
Wait, what? You lost me?
I'm saying what happens between now and December 23rd is the real big story. It will determine what happens when Santa launches. The only thing that is certain, and Santa has said it over and over in the meetings that I have been in, is one thing, Frank.
What's the certain thing?
Santa has said there is no way he's not launching on time. He's adamant about it. So Santa will launch as normal, and everything will have to adjust around that.
So, if he doesn't have toys for Sector 5, what do believers there get?
Well, there's plenty of socks and underwear, Frank.
No, don't say that.
So then we have to solve this workshop problem, Frank, and you get to tell that story over the next 2 months.
Okay, Crash, no pressure. Thanks for that overall picture of the situation and some of the things Santa is thinking over to solve this. And thanks for listening to this episode of the North Pole Podcast. We hope you join us frequently for breaking news as this story continues to unfold this year. On behalf of Elf Crash Murphy, North Pole Radio News, and everyone at the North Pole, this is Elf Frank Murr signing off for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.